What's up, what it do, cyber world? This is the Ash Brown Uncensored Show. I am your girl, Ash Brown, and this is my show. So, shout out to everybody that listens on a regular basis. I appreciate all of the love and support, everything. It makes a huge difference. On this program, I talk a little bit about everything. It may be pop culture related. It may be Ash Brown related. You just don't know. You got to tune in to see what I'm going to talk about. Now, today, the topic is Ash Brown related. And this comes from my Twitter feed. I had someone to reach out to me and ask me how I got started emceeing events and, you know, being a live host. And it's quite an interesting story. I was at a friend's wedding and everything was going good. And, you know, her dress was beautiful and the ceremony was just so touching and everything was so great. And then it's time for the reception and the MC doesn't show up. So said bride was just inconsolable, to say the least. I mean, you know, we're trying to calm her down. Her makeup is running all over the place. We are just trying to just keep her calm and keep her straight. And so she turns to me and she's like, Ash, you know, could you host the reception? Could you be the MC? And I'm thinking to myself, chick, I didn't come here to work. That was not a part of my plan today. I had planned to see a beautiful ceremony, which I did, and to enjoy myself and be a spectator. That's it. But like I said, this was a really good college friend of mine. And I said, sure, you know, I guess she probably figured because of my background with radio production, announcership and things of that nature, it would just be an easy just switch. Well, there's a lot that goes into something like that. And I'd love to tell everyone that, oh my gosh, my first time emceeing this event and it's just random and everything is just, you know, put out there and I just did wonderfully and everything was perfect. That would be a lie. I would love to say that because it didn't happen. Not at all. Keep in mind, this is someone that I knew, but not someone that I knew all of their family or the groom side of the family. So they had, I think it was her cousin or somebody that was involved in the wedding party had to give me kind of a rundown of everyone, and everything had to be written down because I didn't know these people and this was not rehearsed. This wasn't practice. So I think that I did the best that I could do given the situation. I definitely miscues. I definitely misspoke on things. I introduced the wrong people. It was just crazy. It was chaotic, but it wasn't something that I felt that I could not do. I knew that I was very much capable of doing it. And I thought after that, I was like, this was chaotic and I didn't know majority of what the different things were to tell, you know, what time to have the toast, what time is to cut the cake and things of that nature, and making sure that everything was on time because we were already like behind schedule, like an hour. And you want everyone to enjoy themselves. You want everyone to feel as though that they're valued and we're not just wasting their time and they're just sitting around hungry. But after that, I felt that if I had done that well without having any practice or foresight, imagine what I could do if I actually planned around these events. So that actual gig, you know, that was a volunteer situation. You know, I got some cake to go and I got some stew peas and all that stuff. But with that particular situation, it opened up the doors for a lot of other situations. So even though I felt that it was mediocre work, there were a lot of people that were in the audience that referred me for their birthday parties, their kids' parties and things of that nature, their wedding anniversaries, their baby announcements, and so many other really great, awesome events that I've been able to proceed over throughout the year. So I did my best and I forgot the rest. This is really what it came down to. And practice makes perfect. No one jumps into any industry and just whizzes off just perfect day one. Nobody ever does it. And if they say that they do that, they are lying. they are lying, or they are just not truth tellers, because everybody has to start somewhere. Everybody, even your girl Ash. Even Ash had to start off from the ground up. And it has definitely become second nature for me, to where I don't second guess myself. I definitely don't second guess myself. And I enjoy it. I actually love being able to plan out these events before time, having the schedules, having, you know, people's names down packed, and having all that stuff situated to where I'm fully prepared to have a great time with a crowd of any kind. All the crowds, every crowd. So that is a little bit about the story of how I became an MC. I never really had any plans for it. And I still get nervous. You know, people are like, you've been doing this for X amount of years and you can do it and you could host these events in your sleep, blah, blah, blah. Do you still get nervous? I do. I still get nervous. I still get butterflies in my stomach, because I don't always know what is going to meet me on the other end of that mic and what people are going to think of what I say and what I put together. Not that it's, I won't put people's feelings above me enjoying myself, but it's also about giving the people what they want. You know, so it's less about me. When you're in a service industry like this, it's less about you as an individual and more about pleasing your client. So I always make sure to be very transparent with my clients as we're planning events and things of that nature, and what they do want me to focus on and what they don't want me to focus on, and how they allow me enough freedom to where I can just adapt my style to whatever they need. Just adapt it to whatever they need. And yeah, so I'm hoping to get back to emceeing this summer. That's what the hope is. And just traveling around. Your girl is going to go international soon. So there's a lot of nerves and jitters there. But I'm ready. It's definitely, it's time. It's definitely time. So that's my little tidbit for the day and all this good stuff. I love you guys so very much. Thank you so much for all of your love and support. It makes a huge difference. None of my shows would be what they are if it weren't for people like you listening, sharing, caring, making a difference, all that good stuff. But I appreciate you guys so, so very much. And have a wonderful, prosperous, energetic, prolific week. Putting that out there for you. I believe it. I believe it. See y'all later.